Once the first year's turmoil cooled down, the authorities started letting us outside the wire for recreation. Papa used to hike along the creeks that channel down from the base of the Sierras. He brought back chunks of driftwood, and he would pass long hours sitting on the steps, carving myrtle limbs into benches, table legs, and lamps, filling our rooms with bits of gnarled, polished furniture. He also painted watercolors. If anything made that country habitable, it was the mountains themselves. Purple when the sun dropped, and so sharply etched in the morning light the granite just dazzled, almost more than the bright snow lacing it. The nearest peaks rose 10,000 feet higher than the valley floor, with Whitney the highest just off to the south. They were important for all of us, but especially for the Ise. Whitney reminded Papa of Fujiyama, that is, it gave him the same kind of spiritual sustenance. The tremendous beauty of those peaks was inspirational, as so many natural forms are to the Japanese. The rocks outside our doorway could be those mountains in miniature. They also represented those forces in nature, those powerful and inevitable forces that cannot be resisted, reminding a man that sometimes he must simply endure that which he cannot be changed.